Get ready because we are diving deep into transforming your relationships. And I'm not just talking about a little fine tuning here. We're going for a complete and total relationship overhaul. In Love Without Limits, Christine and I lay out how to make lasting change in just 90 days. What's fascinating is that we aren't just therapists who talk the talk. We actually transformed our own marriage when we were at the brink of divorce using these very principles. We call it the Aroha Rapid Transformation Method, and it's built on three pillars: love, life, and all of that without limits. So many relationship books out there offer the same old generic advice, but Christine and I actually saved our own relationship. We pulled it back from the edge. That adds a whole other level of credibility to our approach. So how did we do it? What's our secret? We discovered that it all really boils down to taking 100% responsibility for your own experience in the relationship. It's about ditching the blame game for good and stepping into what we call a player mindset. Imagine you're a spectator at a game, you're passive, just watching it all unfold. But when you're a player, you're actively engaged, making choices that directly impact the outcome of the game. You can't score a goal from the sidelines, right?
But how do you actually make that shift from spectator to player, especially when there's resentment there or past hurts are holding you back? Well, Christine and I offer this really powerful reframe, shifting from a victim mindset to a creator mindset. So instead of saying, "You make me feel," it's about owning your emotions by saying, "I feel when." This puts you in the driver's seat of your own happiness. Instead of waiting for your partner to change, you become the catalyst for change in your own life, and then by extension, the relationship changes too. Now, speaking of communication breakdowns, which many couples deal with, another challenge is building and maintaining trust, and that's where our principle of integrity comes in. We're not just talking about trust being morally sound. It's about showing up consistently in the relationship, keeping your word, and really making sure your actions are aligned with your values. Integrity is like the bedrock of trust. It's the foundation of a strong and resilient relationship. There's a story I share in the book about how I was consistently working late, but I wasn't telling my wife. It made her feel like she wasn't important to me, like I didn't care. And the thing is, I didn't even realize the impact of my actions until I actually put myself in her shoes and saw things from her perspective. It really highlights how even small actions, especially when they become a pattern, can really erode trust over time. It's like that saying, how you do anything is how you do everything. It's all connected. It's about being intentional and showing up consistently, not just when it's easy or convenient.
This is where we introduce a concept that I know we can all relate to, the communication dance of the tiger and the turtle. The tiger is that partner who's quick to react, maybe a bit more direct, assertive, wanting to address issues head on. The turtle, on the other hand, might need a little more time to process things. They might tend to withdraw when things get heated, avoid conflict.
But we don't just leave you hanging with these labels. Christine and I introduce a third character, the giraffe, the animal with the biggest heart. It's about approaching communication with empathy, understanding, and a genuine desire to find a solution that works for both partners. Just like the giraffe uses its long neck to see things from different perspectives, we encourage you to step into your partner's shoes, listen with open hearts, and speak with kindness, even when it's really hard. Let's talk about the relationship bank account concept. Imagine your relationship has its own bank account. Every act of kindness you do, every gesture of appreciation, every single time you follow through on a promise, that's like making a deposit. On the other hand, every harsh word, every broken agreement, every time you put your own needs above your partner's, that's a withdrawal. If you're consistently making withdrawals, eventually you end up emotionally bankrupt. It's like anything else. If you keep taking out without putting anything back in, you're going to run out eventually. And that's where a lot of couples end up, feeling emotionally drained and completely disconnected from each other. But in our book, Christine and I don't just point out the problem. We offer solutions. We suggest a shift in focus. Instead of asking yourself, what's wrong with my partner? Ask yourself, what can I do right now to make a deposit into this relationship bank account? It's about taking ownership and focusing on what you can control, your own actions and choices. Now, what about those deeply ingrained patterns that we all have? Like those tiger and turtle tendencies we talked about earlier. How do we break free from those when they keep tripping us up? Well, Christine and I talk about this really interesting concept called active role theory. Basically, it suggests that we all unconsciously slip into different roles in our relationships based on our past experiences, both good and bad. For example, let's say you grew up with a parent who was really critical. You might find yourself unconsciously slipping into a defensive role in your adult relationships, even when it's not really warranted. It's like we're all carrying around these invisible scripts from our past, and those scripts are playing out in our present relationships. To help rewrite those scripts, we provide an exercise called This Is Me. You map out your different roles and relationships, bringing those unconscious patterns into your conscious awareness. You identify both your best me and your not best me, so that you can choose to show up as the best version of yourself.
This ties into our next principle, being the best me and the best us. It's about recognizing that personal growth is essential for a healthy relationship. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? When you become the best version of yourself, you naturally bring more to the table. But relationships are a two-way street. So how do we make sure that both partners are growing and evolving together and not growing apart? That's where Dream Big Together, creating a shared vision, comes in. This principle was huge for Naomi and Joe, a couple we discuss in the book. They were this close to throwing in the towel, but then they did this visioning exercise together and realized that even after everything, they still shared some fundamental values and dreams for their future.
Christine and I emphasize that it's not about creating a rigid plan, but rather co-creating a roadmap for your relationship's journey. We actually suggest creating a shared vision board. It's a powerful visual reminder of your shared dreams and goals. But of course, vision without action is just a fantasy, right? So how do we actually bridge that gap between dreaming big and taking those steps together? That's where our principle of crossing the bridge from me to we comes in. It's about shifting from an individualistic mindset to a more partnership-focused perspective, less me versus you and more us against the world. To help make that shift in our day-to-day interactions, we introduce a powerful communication tool called the Aroha Listening Exercise. It's a structured way to practice really, truly hearing and understanding your partner. It's about creating a safe space for open and honest dialogue where both partners feel seen, heard, and validated. Now, even with the best communication skills in the world, past hurts and resentments can really linger. Sometimes it feels like those negative emotions are holding us back. So how do we move through those past hurts? How do we create space for genuine forgiveness? Christine and I dedicate a whole chapter to this called Letting Go, Loving Wholeheartedly Through Forgiveness. We're very upfront about it. Forgiveness, especially for major betrayals, can be one of the most challenging things we face in relationships, but it's also an absolutely essential step if you want to build a truly loving and fulfilling partnership. You know that saying, holding on to anger is like drinking poison
and expecting the other person to die. It's so true. So how do we actually let go of that poison? We offer a practical technique for letting go of those negative emotions that involves getting in touch with the physical sensations of the emotion. Really tune into your body and notice where you're feeling the anger, the hurt, the resentment. Then allow yourself to actually feel it. It's really important to feel those feelings fully. It's not about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about acknowledging them and allowing ourselves to move through them. You're giving yourself permission to feel those feelings instead of trying to push them down and ignore them. We emphasize that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not about saying, oh, it's okay that you did that. It's not about letting the other person off the hook. It's more about you. It's about freeing yourself from the burden of carrying around that pain. You're not doing it for them, you're doing it for yourself, because holding on to all that negativity only hurts you in the end. It keeps you stuck. This actually leads perfectly into our final principle, nurturing intimacy and sexual connection. Because when we've done that work of healing past hurts, communicating effectively, building trust, all of that creates such a strong foundation for a thriving and passionate relationship. It's important to remember this isn't just about spicing things up in the bedroom. It's about cultivating a much deeper connection. Christine and I actually have a really interesting take on intimacy. We define it as intimacy, because true intimacy is about letting your partner see into your deeper self, including your vulnerabilities, your desires, your fears. It takes a lot of trust to do that, which you build through those other principles we've talked about. To help cultivate that level of intimacy, we have an exercise called the Love Connection Conversation. It's about making time for each other to connect on a deeper level. The important thing is that you're both fully present, asking each other open-ended questions, sharing your feelings, and really truly listening to each other's responses.
We also address common relationship challenges like mismatched libidos. We encourage couples to broaden their definition of sex. It's not just about intercourse. It's about all the other positive ways you connect physically, like cuddling, holding hands, giving each other massages, even just having those deep, meaningful conversations. It's about nurturing that emotional connection and letting the physical intimacy flow from that. Now, how do we make sure these principles stick? How do we actually turn these insights into daily habits? Christine and I dedicate a whole chapter to this too, called Making It Stick, Creating Habits for Lasting Love. We talk about how our brains are wired, and that if we want to create lasting change, we have to consciously rewire our brains. It's like we're creating a new path in our brain, and the more we walk that path, the more defined it becomes. Eventually it becomes the natural, effortless route.
But repetition alone isn't always enough. We also need support. We call it a supportive container. Our brains are wired for connection. We are social creatures, and having that support system, whether it's a therapist, a mentor, a close friend, or even your partner, dramatically increases your chances of success. We don't just stop at theory. We give really practical tips for turning each principle into a daily habit. For example, remember the relationship bank account we talked about? We suggest expressing gratitude for one specific thing your partner does every single day. Write it down, set a reminder on your phone, make it a habit, and just watch those positive deposits add up. For those tiger and turtle communication styles, we suggest a weekly check-in, like a relationship meeting, to create that safe space for open communication, so you can address those little issues before they turn into big blowouts. Remember, no one's perfect. We're all human. We all mess up. It's about progress, not perfection, and showing up for your relationship day after day with intention, love, and a commitment to growth, both individually and as a couple. We leave you with this powerful question: what is one positive action you can take today to strengthen your relationship? As you go back out into your world, remember that you have the power to choose love every single day. What seed of intention will you plant today to cultivate that extraordinary relationship you deserve?